This is Casey Dolan with your local news and commentary for Wednesday, September 12th, 2023 on KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. Ceremonies in both Jefferson and Clallam counties last Monday honored the first responders who were killed in the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks. A small ceremony in Port Townsend occurred at the Bell Tower. Fire stations across East Jefferson County observed a minute of silence at 8:46 a.m. Monday, and personnel with East Jefferson Fire Rescue, Brennan Fire, Discovery Bay Volunteer Fire and Rescue, and Quilcene Fire Rescue pulled their fire apparatus out in front of their stations to honor those who lost their lives on 9/11. According to the Clallam County Sheriff's Facebook page, Olympic Peninsula Narcotics Enforcement Team detectives and a Clallam County Sheriff's Office deputy located and arrested Hunter C. Burroughs, 42, from Port Angeles last Wednesday in the East Squim area, initially in relation to federal pretrial probation violations. But OpNet investigators discovered that Burroughs' vehicle contained approximately 45 grams of suspected fentanyl powder and approximately 22 grams of suspected methamphetamine. Burroughs was booked into the Clallam County Jail on the federal warrant, and OpNet later added the charges of possession of a controlled substance with intent to deliver, fentanyl, and possession of a controlled substance, methamphetamine. The Kitsap Sun reports that the Port Gamble Sklallam Tribe is working on building 30 additional units for low-income families in a second phase to the already scheduled 30 affordable housing units on Little Boston Road on the reservation. The Warrior Ridge Supportive Housing Project, a plan the tribe started several years ago to build housing on Little Boston Road across from Gliding Eagle Marketplace, has been making progress as more federal funding was awarded to the tribe. Announced by the federal agency last month, PGST received a $7.5 million grant called the Indian Housing Block Grant Competitive from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development to support Phase 2 of Warrior Ridge. Kara Wright, PGST's Housing Resources Director, told the Kitsap Sun that PGST will build 30 units within five apartment buildings in the second phase to serve its very low and low-income families. Infrastructure work for Phase 2 could start as early as October 1st. The original Phase 1 of Warrior Ridge, which began construction in the summer of 2022, is made up of duplexes and single-family homes that will be designated for the elders, low-income families, and the homeless, according to the PGST Housing Authority. Phase 1 is about 85 to 90% complete, and the tribe anticipates a completion date of October 16th, Wright said. Jefferson Healthcare held a groundbreaking ceremony last week for the hospital's building replacement project. Construction is set to begin next month and will accommodate the growth of existing services such as dermatology, medical oncology, OBGYN, and surgery, while also adding new services like neurology, pulmonology, ENT, and radiation therapy. The groundbreaking ceremony was attended by district representatives Mike Chapman and Steve Theringer, in addition to representatives from Senator Kevin Van De Wega's office and from Representative Derek Kilmer's office. Senator Maria Cantwell supported a $2.5 million appropriation to help fund the radiation therapy build-out and vault, intended to house the linear accelerator, and the entire congregational delegation supported a $2 million appropriation to fund the expansion of health care for rural seniors. And in national health news, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention director signed off on the recommendation that all Americans age 6 months and older receive the updated COVID booster amid rising cases and hospitalizations across the country. It comes just a day after the U.S. Food and Drug Administration authorized and approved the new shot. Those new boosters should be available soon locally. KPTZ 91.9 FM broadcasts your local news Monday through Friday at noon and 5 p.m. and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us at news@kptz.org. I'm Casey Dolan, and I thank you for listening.